Preparing homilies is always a learning experience for me. Oftentimes, as you know, I love to get the original meaning behind the gospel passage and then share them. St. Luke's gospel was written in Greek, and by the time it was eventually translated into English, the translators often lose the writer's original intent and richness. Let me give you an example from today's gospel. The angel Gabriel greeted Mary with "Kahare kararito mene." I'm going to break that apart. The first word, "Kahare," is better translated as "rejoice" versus "hail." The second word, "kaharito mene," is in the perfect tense and describes an action that began in the past and continues to have its effect in the present. We say "full of grace." A more truer translation of the word said to Mary should be, "Rejoice, you who have been perfectly and completely graced by God." Somehow, "hail, full of grace" falls a little short of the author's original intent. Remember, Mary was born without sin. The Immaculate Conception, the only other woman to be born in that state, was Eve. God had been working in Mary's life long before the angel Gabriel appeared to her. Often in prayer, I wonder and reflect what was going through Mary's mind while the angel Gabriel was talking to her. I'm sure that her mind was racing. What would Joseph, her betrothed, think when she was found to be pregnant? That was grounds for stoning. Was she nervous? Were her hands just all sweaty? Was she shaking? Or did she simply look inside her heart and realize that this is what she was created for, to bear the Son of God? And at that point, she responded, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." In other words, yes. And at that very instant, the history of the world changed forever. Many of you might ask how St. Luke got this information, because it was between Mary and the angel Gabriel. St. Luke got it from Mary herself when he was traveling with the Apostle Paul. But that's a story for another homily. Though Mary was given a unique vocation, all of us, at one time or another, will be called by God to do something we feel is daunting. Or he may call us to make a change in our lives. And how does that make you feel? Do you feel uncomfortable and uneasy? We don't like uncertainty. The message to us rarely comes through an angel, but it usually comes in something a close friend might say to us, something we may read, maybe an unexpected life event, or that little voice inside our head. Sometimes we choose to ignore the message, but oftentimes we see that it repeats itself in a different form. That's the Holy Spirit. As we're making the decision, often we begin to question, what does this mean for me? How will it all work out? And can I really do this? The problem is, God rarely reveals his whole plan to us. And you don't get to sign a contract with God. God doesn't allow us to propose terms of the contract either. You know, we can't say to him, please review, change the contract, and send it back for my signature. That may be the way it works in the workplace, but it certainly doesn't work that way with our God. In my life, I didn't get to say, God, I accept your plan. Except what happens on May 6, 2021. And for those of you who don't know, that was the day I was diagnosed with cancer. Now, I'm happy to say I'm in remission for a little over 2 years. Let me be clear. I'm not saying that God gave me cancer. However, through prayer, God did ask me to walk with those who suffer from this terrible disease and assist them in any way that I can. You either embrace God's plan in its fullness by living a faith-filled life like our Blessed Mother, or you don't. Most of the time, you don't see the end. You rarely see the middle, and you may not even know how to survive to next week. You accept God's plan with faith, even if you can't comprehend it. Yet, with God's plan, there are moments, real moments of pure hope, love, and joy. The words of Advent. There are times you see God's hands at work. And then there's the difficult times, the times that you say, why, God? At that point, you should realize you're not alone. You're walking with the Holy Spirit, your guardian angel, and probably a few saints or two. I know the journey's not easy. It can be a struggle, and it certainly isn't without frustration. But just remember, we're in good company. I'm sure that what was asked of Mary was nothing that she had planned for her life. But in the end, she said yes. And trusted God's plan for her. And once we say yes to our God, something profound changes. Our willingness to open wide the doors of our hearts to Christ, to surrender our lives completely to God, and to follow him wherever he wishes to lead us. In these final hours of Advent, there are so many things to do and so many thoughts racing through our minds. Yes, a lot of us can't believe it's almost Christmas, like me. But instead of worrying about that last gift to buy, maybe what to prepare for your Christmas dinner, you should be asking yourselves this one question. What is our God asking of me? And will I accept his plan without hesitation? For only God knows how your yes to him might change your family, your parish, your community, and quite possibly our world.